Concern is brewing over plans to restrict fishing along parts of Australia's most densely populated coastline. You may not have heard of the Hawkesbury Shelf Marine Area, but it's known as the Blue Backyard for more than 6 million people who live between Newcastle and Wollongong. Now the New South Wales government wants to designate the area a marine park with 25 distinct protection zones. The fishing industry and fishing enthusiasts are warning this could destroy their livelihoods, but others say that in a region already feeling the effects of climate change, the protections don't go far enough. Gavin Coote reports.
Scott Thorrington has been fishing off the Central Coast since the 1980s, and he reckons there's no spot that matches it.
We have relatively clean water offshore here. We have a lot of good access to good reefs. There's generally a good fishery here where you can go and catch a few snapper, a few flathead. There's plenty of kingfish.
He's got two custom-built boats, and his charter fishing company is hugely popular with Sydneysiders and Chinese tourists. But his favourite spots may soon fall into at least five of the 25 new marine protection zones that are being proposed as part of a massive new marine park.
I think we're holding our breath at the moment to see what happens. I've been doing it for 30 years. It's too late for me to change jobs now. I love what I'm doing.
The New South Wales Liberal government hopes the marine park, stretching from Newcastle to Wollongong, will help address looming threats from fishing, boating and climate change. Each of the proposed zones would have differing restrictions. Some would allow lobster and abalone fishing, but not line or spear fishing. In other areas, like the popular Foresters Beach north of Terrigal, all fishing would be banned. And that's annoying recreational fisher Justin Reed, who takes his nephew there regularly.
There's a couple of the beaches in the marine parks where I normally take him because it's nice and safe, it's protected from the wind. They're going to be locked out. So it's going to force us to go either not go fishing or go fishing in some other areas where aren't as protected and aren't as safe for young kids. And he's going to be disappointed. We'll say, oh, sorry, mate, we can't go now because they've locked us out.
While the proposed marine park covers a vast area, opposition to it is strongest on the Central Coast. That's providing a political opportunity for the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, which is hoping to harness the discontent to pick up some coastal seats. Even the Liberal member for Terrigal, Adam Crouch, has reservations. He's described the marine park proposal as too extreme. Fisherman Justin Reed is pleased the issue has captured the local member's attention.
I think he's seen the writings on the wall that this is going to affect the Central Coast in a huge way that he probably didn't understand. Not just recreational, but commercial. And all the businesses, huge amount of income is just not going to come to the Central Coast if this happens.
Not everyone is convinced that will happen. John Asquith is a prominent Central Coast conservationist.
There is a large amount of coast that people can use, which the scientists have determined are of a lesser priority than these areas. So it's really important that we get these areas because they're the healthiest. You know, they're the ones that where the biodiversity is going to be the richest.
Consultation on the marine park proposal closes later this month. The Primary Industries Minister, Niall Blair, says no final decision's been made.
I think one thing that we can all agree upon is that the 25 sites that have been identified are probably the right sites because they have key habitat and key species at them. What is not in agreement is the proposal that's been put forward, how to manage those sites, and that's what we're consulting on at the moment.
Conservationist John Asquith is urging those on all sides of the debate to think about future generations of ocean lovers.
It's too important to be left just for politics. It needs to be using the science.
That's conservationist John Asquith, ending Gavin Coote's report.